with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolls.
Jumpstart your morning
anytime you want.
There we go. It's breakfast rolled, m'lady.
How you doing?
Yeah, sharp as a razor. Starving.
Starving. I'm starving too.
Look at the time. Look at the time. It's nearly actual lunchtime and we're still here.
God love us. What? My tummy's rumbling.
Yeah, I need to stop and get some sort of
fuel for your belly.
Oh my God. Then drive home and then I've got a gig tonight. It's non-stop, Una.
Non-stop, yeah. Look at all the money you're making, huh? Money bag.
Absolutely.
Gigging here, gigging there.
Tell you.
You're in demand.
Yeah, I got to pay for the fuel. You know what I mean? I actually did a gig last night and it was a quiz in Dublin, all right? A speed quiz. You know the speed quizzing on the app?
Yeah.
And they're always great crack. But the sun was splitting the stones, as you know, because the weather's been amazing. And there was a billion people outside the bar having the time of their life and not an actual sinner inside.
So what did you do?
I had two teams and one of them was the staff and I had to perform. You have to do the actual gig. Eventually
must go on, Cooper.
Eventually people did sign in from outside. They were able to join the quiz from outside. So
okay, yeah. So it worked out in the end.
It was all good. Everybody had a great time. People got some free pints. That's what it's all about.
Nice.
Yes.
Free pints.
Hell yeah. So another one tonight. So fingers crossed that the air, hopefully it rains and there'll be aircon.
Stop!
No, it'd be grand. All right, let's get into it. Our survey says from the show this morning. So we need to try and figure out what the answer is to this. Looking for some voice notes on 087-110-2107. Producer Donal.
Today, 31% of adults admit they've done this while waiting outside a public toilet. What is it?
Oh, that's an odd one.
That is an odd one.
You've done this while waiting outside a public toilet.
Yeah, you're just stuck there waiting for someone to finish.
I suppose
inside.
You're like, maybe you're. It's running through your head saying, do I really, really need to use this? And is there going to be toilet paper in there?
Yeah, like public toilet, do you mean like just random ones in parks or?
It could be a random one in park, could be one at a festival, could be one in a bar. Just public toilets that aren't in your own house.
Is it hop from foot to foot?
Oh, yeah, to kind of try and give your body the sensation that it's okay, it's coming.
Or, yeah, just try and just, you know, forget about it. I'm okay. I'm all good. What other tips did you give me before about when you're busted to pee and you told me to think about something and it would stop the pee?
Hey.
Yes.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, so is it thinking about doing the horizontal jog?
Oh, yeah. No.
Okay.
No, it's not.
All right, we need some
tests. Does that work?
I don't know.
All right.
Sure. Right, we need some guesses on 087-110-2107. This is the question.
31% of adults admit they've done this while waiting outside a public toilet. What is it?
We're trying to get everybody to have a go. I guess what today's answer is for our survey says producer Donald.
31% of adults admit they've done this while waiting outside a public toilet or restroom. What is it?
Donald, I'm presuming this guess will stick someday.
All right. This is Philip's guess every day.
Is it the mother-in-law?
Philip, are you trying to tell us something?
Yeah.
What's
have you
going
got feelings
on?
For your mother-in-law?
Yeah.
Philip? It's okay if you
What's
do.
What's going on? What? No, it's not.
No, it's not okay. Just trying to make him feel better, you know.
All right. It's not that anyway.
What are the folks all doing? Aiden here.
It's Aiden, everybody.
For this morning's survey, I know that if the person is taking a while, you always give the door a little sneaky rattle.
Like that, yeah.
So that they know there's someone outside waiting, so they might hurry up. The numbers will be higher than that, but that's my guess.
Well, how can you deal with people who hog public toilets, though?
And you feel rude knocking on the toilet then as well. No, I would feel a little bit rude.
It doesn't speed them up sometimes. Either.
Yeah.
You go, well, I'm not coming out now because you've knocked on the door.
So you're outside hopping from foot to foot.
I was in a public loo recently and it's one of these kind of like eco loos. Like it's not like a portaloo.
Like a hole in the floor.
It's a hole in the floor.
What?
And it goes all the way down. Then it's a big foot. It's all very eco, all very clean and everything like that. But as part of the eco thing, it's just like your ankles can be seen. Do you know what I mean? And it's in the middle of a forest. And it was very, very busy. I was just very conscious. I was going to wind people up and just stand on one leg just for the crack. Like,
oh, weird.
Anyway, that's not
we were actually talking. Sorry.
On, yeah?
We were talking before about the, what are the name of the female toilets that are all together now?
You mean the female urinals?
Yeah, female urinals.
Sorry, what?
Female urinals. They're a thing now. They're huge.
Now. Huge, everybody wants to be there. Look at what the hell he's
all girls in like
so
a circle,
all girls in
hands,
a circle holding hands, weeing together, squatting and peeing together. So they can Cooper's either face. Be looking out or looking in. It's usually looking out.
Yeah.
But yeah. But I mean, if boys can do it, girls can do it.
Boy, right, as a boy, as a man, I don't like urinals. I hate them. I always choose to
Them. You feel awkward, do you?
No, it's just, I prefer a little bit of privacy.
You just don't know where to look.
Yeah, yeah. That's it, isn't it? I don't know where to look. All right. 087-1102-107. What do you reckon the answer is to this?
31% of adults admit they've done this while waiting outside a public toilet. What is it?
I just don't like to show off, Una. Donald, what were we trying to figure out this morning?
31% of adults admit they've done this while waiting outside a public toilet.
Lorraine off of Sligo sent a WhatsApp saying this. Released a wee pee.
Oh, just a little bit. Yeah.
Just can't be helped sometimes.
You don't mean to. It's just that, oh, yeah. That's came out.
Right.
Yeah.
That's not it,
It's not the answer. Great guess.
Okay.
Hi. Would people maybe hop on their phone and play a game or start Googling or texting or whatever?
There you go.
Take the mind off the flow. Yeah.
We're just going to do that anyways. Because what you do when you're standing around waiting, what are you going to do? You just whip out your phone. Like, who even stands around and looks around these days?
Nobody.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
not the answer, I'm afraid. No.
What if you just say you're single and you just go on and just see who else is in the area just for a little bit of like?
Oh, jump on the apps.
Jump on the apps. There you go. Just
jump on the apps.
Jump on the apps. Yeah. Swiping left, right, up, down, whatever way you need to do it. That's got to be the answer.
It's not the answer. No, it was a very good guess. Udo, this has got to be you. Struck up a friendship from Adele. Struck up a friendship with the person next to them waiting for the toilet.
That's most girls though. Oh my God, I love your dress. Thanks, Penny's hon. Oh my God, it's gorgeous. Go in and get it. It's on sale. €5. Oh my God, I got to get it. Oh, I love your hair. Oh, thanks so much. Oh, stop, girlie. I got a cut the other day. The roots badly needed to be done. Yeah, I just love your vibe. You're fab.
And this is why the queues are longer in girls' toilets. Because they're on chatting, talking nonsense.
It's not nonsense.
Why don't you
We're building each other up like the queens we are.
Why don't you do that outside?
Girl power.
There should be another room. There should be another room separate to the toilets where you can catch up and...
Are you talking about festivals?
Anywhere. Like stadiums, what festivals, football matches.
You're a man. You don't go into our toilets.
No, I know. But I see the queue of women who have to sit there, stand there and suffer for hours upon end.
The women?
Yeah.
No, not at all.
Queuing up.
It's queuing up, but sure, like, I mean, if you're really bad, we go into the men's.
Yeah, I was at a gig recently, actually, in a very well-known establishment in Dublin. And all the lads, in and out, not a bother. Half of them don't even wash their hands because, sure, look, that only takes up time and people need to get in.
Oh, God.
You need to get in. It needs to be a rotation system. All of a sudden, a woman walked in. Hi, guys. Security straight away. Who the hell do you think you are?
Are you serious?
Hell yeah.
That is so rubbish. I've often been in the Jacks and they're all grand. Unisex toilets are the best because they're the queues aren't as long, actually.
What'd you say you need?
I said unisex toilets.
I don't need to.
Queues are not as long.
What was the answer?
Yeah, no right guesses. Answer is... 31% of adults admit that they've crossed the legs to hold in pee when they've been waiting for a public toilet.
Oh, yeah.
Just like do the cross as if, that works.
Like off of cartoons.
Yeah.
No, but like it is. It does work. And then you squeeze. Let me lift you up. Mornings
with Cooper and Una. Breakfast rolls. I suppose we need an update, actually. Have you decided to bite the bullet and go and send your poop off to the people in Sweden?
I never said it was poop, and I definitely didn't say it was Sweden because it's Germany and I can't afford it. So, no.
And what do you have to send them? You said a sample.
A sample? It could be a sample of my saliva.
Yeah, right. If they're looking to see what's in the bacteria in your stomach, there's only one way to get that in.
Stop. I'm not doing it. And stop putting
do
this
it.
No,
do
no, no, no. Well, looks just as you. You.
I'm fine.
What?
I'm fine.
That's because you regularly go for your colonic irrigations.
Hey.
Badly needed as well.
Would you stop it?
Because you're full of...
Hey.
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 Hey. All right. We had a good game of Rhymer today.
We did.
Yeah. Gary, wasn't it? He was having a go to see could he get the top score.
Lucky number seven.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Think on the spot. You're up against the clock. Don't take the hit. You gotta rhyme it. Think on the spot. You're up against the clock. Don't take the hit. You gotta rhyme it. Rhyme it. Oh. Right. Gary, were you singing there?
It was. I was just saying, anyway.
Gary is from Monaghan and is a lorry mechanic.
Ooh.
Savage. What's your favourite lorry to work on, Gary? Because we like lorries here.
Oh, I'm stuck working at Volvos.
Oh, nice. Nice. I love a Volvo.
Do you?
Yeah. Really nice.
Good lady. Not a lot of it, Oh.
Well, I've never driven a Volvo truck, so I don't know what it's like. So, you could have been handy around Una there last week. You needed a mechanic, didn't you, Una?
I did. I had to get the jump. Three times. Three times. Swear to God. I had to call out the AXA man once, and then I got... The car was jumped.
I'm tired of your robbery.
No, it was free. Free. It was lovely, actually. Really nice.
The first two were free.
The first two were free when I called him out the second time because...
15 minutes later.
15 minutes later. And I stalled again. And then the next day, I had to get my neighbour to come over. And anyway, long story short, I had to get a new battery.
Yeah, probably wise.
Probably wise, yeah.
Okay, listen, we are going to give you a chance to win the contents of Una's drawers. There's many things in there. There's some iRadio goodies. There's some purple snacks. And you never know what you might find in there. The high score to beat this week so far is 7. How confident are you feeling, Gary?
7 sounds like a bit much, but we'll give it a go.
Give it a lash, Gary.
Yeah, give it a lash. All right. The word you have to rhyme with this morning is...
Car. C-A-R. Oh.
Right.
Could it not be Larry? Sorry, it's not Larry. All right, so your 30 seconds start now.
The sun is our solar system's what?
Star.
I need to buy new strings for my what?
Guitar.
On the weekend, I might head out for the night to a what?
Bar.
I cut myself recently. I hope it doesn't leave a what?
Star.
I stay local. I don't like travelling to what? The road where I live needs to be relayed with fresh what?
Car.
When I buy pickles, they usually come in a what?
Jar.
If the golf hole is expected to be completed 4 shots, it's 4 what?
Time's up.
Car.
That was the right
answer. Yeah, you weren't too confident going into that. I can now tell you, you have now equalised with 7.
Hey! Well done, Gaz. That was epic.
You did get the 8th one right, but you were just out of time. I put that down to the speed that Una read.
I would have given it to you. The speed that I can't be going too Una, fast because I need them to...
The horn was still going while you were still reading the question.
The horn... Do you know what? Why don't you read the questions? How about that?
I'm busy pressing buttons.
Well, Gary, was the speed at which I read the questions okay for you, kid?
Well, it was better than me... Them, so you're
all right. Yeah, good man. Listen, 7, that brilliant. Well done.
We've all found our lane this morning. That's the right. Listen, if your score is not bet tomorrow, we'll put your name in the hat alongside Gronius and we'll do a draw and one of you could win the contents of Una's drawers. Lovely to chat to you this morning, buddy.
100%. Cheers.
Right,
take care, Gary.
Yourself.
Bye.
Cheers, there you go. That's how simple or hard it is to play Rhyme It. And if you'd like to have a go at playing, and if you reckon you can beat that score of 7, if you reckon you could have rattled through quicker than even Una finished asking the questions before that horn goes off. Oh, wait, 7-1-102-107.
Are you on my tennis? Is I Mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast Rolls.
Pretty good debate on Get It Off Your Chest today about whether this guy was tight or not. I was on his side. That's like, you know.
No, I wasn't. I was on Cuiva's side, I have to say.
You got a forage. It's survival, Una.
No.
No?
No, what he was doing, especially the toothpaste thing, would have given me a bit of an ick.
But there was definitely a bit of toothpaste left. He wouldn't have cut it open for the crack, like.
It's like that one time I went to this house and in the shower there was washing up liquid.
You're definitely going to get the grease off anyway, that's for sure. Hands that do dishes that are soft as your face. All right, cool. This is Get It Off Your Chest, where Cuiva was having an issue with her man.
Get it off your chest. If there's something that's actually getting on your nerves, bugging you, or just something niggling at you, you're just thinking, oh... Nobody understands me. Maybe Cooper and Una will, and maybe they can give us a little bit of advice on this, and maybe everyone else can help out. Let us know. 087-1102-107. What's going on today?
This is from Cuiva. She says, "Hey gang, I was listening to you guys yesterday morning talking about the guy keeping his toilet paper in his room and being tight, and it got me thinking about my own situation. I just started seeing this guy, and I'm not sure if I should be worried about it, but I caught him taking salt sachets from the cafe we were in recently. And the other morning when I stayed over, he got some scissors to cut open a clearly finished tube tube of toothpaste to get the very last teeny bit out of it. He's not short of money or anything. He's got a really well-paid job in IT. I'm just thinking, are these little flags and is he tight? We always go Dutch in restaurants and have things like groceries down the middle and I have no issue with that. But I think the little things are a bit much. I cannot stand tightness in a person and I'm starting to think he is and it's turning me off. Any advice on what to do and how do you loosen a tight person?
What a way to put it. Okay, I don't see any problem with taking the, like, if you need to get the end of the toothpaste out, whatever way they designed the toothpaste tubes, like, if you need to get it out, if you need to cut the end off, you go for it. You don't waste not want not doing it.
Today it's the toothpaste, tomorrow it's the tea bags.
Well, what do you mean the tea bags?
Reusing them.
You don't reuse, that's just...
Some people, you don't know. And she said it was a clearly finished tube of toothpaste and the bringing the salt sachets home. I mean, if he was a student, I would say well and good. But a well-paid job in IT, bringing home the salt sachets. Look, maybe he's just one of those really frugal people. Frugal people have pages now on Instagram.
Do they?
Yeah, and they put up reels about the disgusting dinners that they have. Like, you know, frozen minced meat and they just lump
tuna salt
ketchup on it. And they call it spaghetti ball and a spag ball.
Stop.
And they're like, no, but they're like, as a stingy person, this is what I've eaten today.
But a bottle of ketchup is more expensive than a can of tomatoes, so they
oh,
need to
no,
step out.
It was actually a sachet of ketchup.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, good luck to those people, because those little one-use sachets are gone out
they're
the window.
Gone.
Yeah, good luck to you, you frugal lunatics.
Yeah, I don't know, maybe you need to do a tight test, like,
yeah.
Ask him to buy popcorn at the cinema and see how he reacts or something.
May not be made of money, Una.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Let's see his reaction. Like, watch his face and his reactions.
Okay, so for something like, that's a real good test, as in, like, you know, does he love me enough to buy me a bag of popcorn with a little squeeze of butter on it?
Oh, yeah, more than a squeeze.
Yeah. And he'd be like, well, do you want the kids' combo meal version of the popcorn or the jumbo one?
Yeah.
There's a big difference.
There is a big difference. Yeah. And I'd be interested to know if anyone else has been in a situation like this and it started with the toothpaste. Or, you know, tightness. Or okay. If they have any examples of being, you know, with a tight person and what they did and how they were tight.
See, you say tight, I say just kind of like economic.
But she said that it would be a bit of an ick now if it was a clearly finished tube of toothpaste and he opened it to try and squeeze the tiny, teeny little... I mean, it's not good for his teeth either. He should be using a decent portion of toothpaste.
No, a tiny little nub. That's
a little nub, but she didn't even get the little nub out.
Maybe he got... And that is today's Yorkie joke of the day.
I didn't mean it.
It's all right.
Anyway, 087-1102.
What do you want people to message now and after that? So you've lost them.
I haven't. Tight partners.
Tight partners, okay. Yeah. 087-1102-107. Have you gone through this, that you've got somebody who's tight in your life and they are... You've thrown me now. It's a great reaction about the things that Una says on the radio.
I was an accident. Anyway, Cuiva has been in touch and she is concerned that the person she is seeing could be tight because she caught him taking salt sachets out of the cafe they were in, and then when they were at home she witnessed him take a scissors to open a clearly finished tube of toothpaste just to get the last teeny weeny tiny
is
bit out of it.
Such things as a clearly finished tube of toothpaste?
Yeah, there is. When you've been squeezing that bad boy and you just know there ain't nothing coming.
Ah, you see, if you cut it open, there's scrapings, Una.
Sometimes it depends. It depends on the tube.
Yeah.
Yeah. You sound like a man who does it often.
Pretty much.
Not surprised.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm not made of money, Una.
What?
I'm not made of money.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Walk-in Wardrobe.
That's why I have no money.
It's not tightness. It's kind of college mode collecting, isn't it? You go into shops and you pick up serviettes and all that. As long as he doesn't start washing his toilet roll and hanging it up, you're all right.
Jesus.
Oh, my God. That's brilliant.
Listen, we're all guilty of doing things like this. Like, we were only out for dinner on Sunday. We had an early dinner on Sunday. And you know the little, like, lemon wipes that come with it, like, if you're getting chicken wings?
Yeah.
So a load of them came out. And there was only four of us, but there was about eight of them. And I, like, put them in your handbag there. So, like, they're handy
oh
to have.
Oh, God.
They're handy to have. Because when we went for the walk in the forest earlier, later on, we were able to wash our hands after, like, you know, picking up sticks and stones and stuff. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Wholesome.
You have that.
Right. Here's the reaction to Una saying rude things on the radio.
Oh my God, Una, I'm crying.
Yeah, stick with us. That happens quite a lot here on iRadio. Okay, more of that on the way. Let us know. Type people in your life and examples on how to deal with them. Do you know what? I think this person needs to loosen up themselves. I think they're a little bit tight in their attitude.
No, that's because it takes one to know one. I'm going to...
Oh my God.
I'm going to read this out again.
Yeah, do.
This is from Quiva. Hey, gang. I just started seeing this guy and I'm not sure if I should be worried about it, but I caught him taking salt sachets from the cafe we were in recently. And the other morning when I stayed over, he got some scissors to cut open a clearly finished tube of toothpaste to get the very last teeny tiny bit out of it. He's not short of money or anything. He's got a really well paid job in IT. I'm just thinking, are these little flags? Could he be tight? We always go Dutch in restaurants and have things like groceries down the middle, and I have absolutely no issue with that, but I think the little things are a bit much. I cannot stand meanness in a person, and I'm starting to think he is, and it's turning me off. What do you think I should do?
I don't think it's mean. I think he's just a smart cookie. Maybe he was in the scouts. Do you know what I mean? You know, prepare and always be prepared for, like, hey, I need a salt sachet. Where am I going to get one? Well, I don't have one. I said, well, I got one. Whip one out. Do you know what I mean? You should always, like, Una, when you go to a hotel, yeah, you're going to stock up on those biscuits that are always in the hotel.
What biscuits? No one does that. Stock up on the biscuits.
When you go into a hotel room, you know where the coffee is and the tea and everything like that. You know,
sometimes complimentary biscuit pack, like a little two of them as well.
I know what tax bracket you're going on to hotels, stay with fancy biscuits.
Stop it. You stay in the same hotels as I do when we're put up by the radio station. So there's biscuits there. So stop trying to be that person, innit?
The biscuits, I genuinely, I don't know what you're talking about.
You would have had them, yeah.
Yeah, you've probably eaten them.
Probably, but what do you do? You take the biscuits home from hotels. Yeah, do you take salt sachets home?
No, I'm not a big salt person, so no. And I don't use, like, table salt, I use sea salt, so no, I wouldn't. Sorry, everybody heard your eyes roll there. But, like, what else? Like, if you stay in a hotel, you got a breakfast buffet, yeah, if it's towards the end of the day and there's still, like, pastries or rolls or something, and you go...
fill your boots.
Fill your boots, bring them with you. Do you know what I mean?
No,
because
they
only go to the stale bin. That's all they go to.
I think the Quiva is noticing a pattern, right? I'd be a bit like, if I was with a guy and he took the salt sachets. Now, if he's a student, 100%, you know, go for it. But, like, what's next? Bringing home bog roll from pubs? You know what I mean? It could happen.
Don't knock it till you need it.
Don't knock it till you need it.
Forget it off your chest today. There's nothing wrong with any of that. Just being thorough, getting the toothpaste out, and the salt sachets are always handy.
Oh, see? Salt sachets are always handy?
For your handbag or the car or anything.
Yeah.
The pharmacy down the road saves the little...
Oh, yeah, this is a good one. This is a great tip.
Free samples for me, because they know I like to take them. But they're really handy, again, to have in your handbag of, like, moisturiser, SPF, things like that, and to take on holiday to the airport with you. So you've got your moisturiser handy, little mini things. So no, nothing wrong with any of that. Maybe cutting the toothpaste, I wouldn't be bothered with that. But no, it's all good. Nicola in Westmeath Bay.
There you go.
Well, Nicola, I wouldn't say no to my pharmacist giving me free moisturiser and all that little... I love getting those.
Do you not get that?
No.
Oh!
No, I don't.
Tip of the day. You ready for this?
Go on.
Here's Cooper's tip of the day. If you feel that you're in the mood for some freebies... maybe not all pharmacies or chemists do it, but some of the really sound ones do. If you go in and say, I've got some sort of, like, skin irritation and I just can't find the right moisturiser, but I don't want to spend too much money on it, they might go, well, I got some samples in if you'd like to try a few of the different ones. All right, yeah, grand, no, I might try that one. What about that one, grand? And you might get a handful of samples, and off you go on your merry way with those little sample packs, and you're delighted with life.
If you phrase it like that, they'll give you rash cream. Because that's what you said. I've got into my irritated skin, and I can't find the right moisturizer.
I've got dry elbows. There you go. Get it off your chest this morning. We are trying to, help that Quiva who's having an issue. She's thinking that her new fella is a bit
tight,
stingy.
Yeah, she caught him taking salt sachets back from a cafe, and then she saw him. take a scissors and cut open a clearly finished tube of toothpaste, is how she phrased it. So she's like, are these flags now for tightness because you can't stand meanness in a person?
See, I don't think he's being mean. I think he's just being thorough and like just making sure he gets value for money on it. Do you know what I mean?
Well, Ella says that lad is definitely sounds like he's one of those living life as a tight person accounts on TikTok, lol. Yeah, I love watching those reels.
What is it?
So it's like, this is what I'm having for my dinner as life as a frugal person. And they will have picked up salt sachets and they might have like, you know, a sandwich that's left over from yesterday's lunch. Okay. And then they'll just eat that for their dinner. Or as I was saying earlier on, they took a big glob of frozen mince, boiled it in water and then got a ketchup sachet and mixed it in and served it up to their partner. And they, oh yeah, no, he loves that spagball.
Absolutely. That's somebody
he just, ate it.
That's a thirst trap right there. Somebody's doing that. No way.
See, but you see them eat it. But that's what, because that's why people have money, because they do things like that.
Yeah, but when people say, oh, I'm so poor, I have to boil me meat. It's like, no, you could just
fry it. No, she's not saying she's poor. She boiled it because it was frozen, so she didn't defrost it, so she boiled it from frozen. Yeah,
where's the E. coli alert button? I don't know where it is.
I love watching those reels.
Watch other people get tummy bugs. What are you saying?
I couldn't be dealing with someone like that. Like, salt isn't that dear. Like, your big sacks of table salt, it costs under
how much?
€2 for the big table one. Like, what are they playing at?
Well, isn't it handy though to have a little sachet table salt? Because you could be, just say, okay, hypothetical situation, Una, yeah?
Yeah.
You're out and you're having a great day. You've gone for a nice day out, yeah? And it's been a long day and you've had to pick up a bit of shopping and you've done some messages and maybe you've gone for a lovely walk along the beach or whatever, and you get yourself a bag of chips and you say, oh, this would be lovely now. And you get into the car and say, listen, I'm only, do you know what? Oh, here, let's just eat the chips in the car. And you open and you're like, oh, there's no salt in these. Aha, I've got salt in my bag.
How would you not have salt on chips? They always ask you, do you want salt and vinegar?
But you've had
plenty of salt and vinegar. Drown them in vinegar, please.
You've had a long, tired day, Una. That's another thing. Get the vinegar sachets, salt sachets. Get them into your bag.
Well, look, the thing is, these sachets are going to be gone now soon anyway, so he won't be able to be bringing. What's he going to do? He won't be able to bring the salt sachets home.
Maybe we'll just start robbing those little glass bottles of salt off restaurant tables.
Oh, my God. Imagine.
They're nice.
Fancy.
They are very fancy. All right, listen, thanks so much for the messages. 087-1102-107. If there's anything that is bothering you or just getting on your nerves and you want to get off your chest, could be something really small. Just something bugging you. Like this Quiva who's bugged about her frugal boyfriend.
So,
I like this guy.
He takes salt sachets from cafes and restaurants, and she also caught him using his scissors to cut open a clearly finished tube of toothpaste. And she's like, are these flags? Is he going to be tight because she can't stand meanness in a person?
No, he's a smart cookie. He's not tight. He's a smart lad. He'll save her money. That's the way he has to look at this.
Yeah, but will he be counting the sheets of toilet roll?
No, I don't think he's going to be that bad.
Well, like, Donald does.
I just don't use a lot.
You don't, but like, you notice if your girlfriend has been there because you're like, how did you use so much toilet paper?
Yeah, it's there for one night and the whole thing's gone.
You see what I mean? Like, just...
Anyway... Not about me.
No.
How do you always turn it around into toilet talk?
I'm not turning it into toilet talk.
You just did.
I tried to say, like, today it's toothpaste and tomorrow it's tea bags. If he's reusing the tea bags.
Nobody reuses
yes,
tea bags.
Yes, they do. Oh, I'm telling you, you need to watch these things on TikTok and Instagram.
Anything you see on TikTok and Instagram.
Life as a tight person. They do.
They are doing it as a thirst trap for people like you who believe that they are reusing tea bags. You can't get anything out of a tea bag that's been used. It's as simple as that.
Of course you can. You can have several cups of tea out of one tea bag.
You tried.
Balderdash!
Have I tried? I'm sure you can. If you like wake tea.
I don't like a little bit of water.
Who? Okay, honestly, be honest. You can come on air and we can berate you from here to the end of the day. Do you reuse your tea bags or know somebody who does it? Because I genuinely think I genuinely think it's a myth, and it's one of those Irish tales. And
it's not
thing,
a myth.
It's a thing that you like to slag, you know, cabin people about. No. You know?
Well, they hang them out in the line.
Oh 87 110 107.
This lad sounds like he said his communion money. Stealing salt ashes is not even a red flag. It's a massive ick. No.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
You see, you doing that now, Cooper. You're giving your wife the ick again. You just said you take salt sachets and salt sachets.
I don't take salt. If I get a takeaway, yeah, and if I get a sachet of a sauce and I don't use it,
that's different from taking it from the cafe, from the restaurant, to bring it home. That's
okay.
Different.
Okay.
God, I always take extra sachets of salt and ketchup and tissues and leave them in the car.
Yeah.
For if I'm ever stuck. They're always handy to have.
Always handy to have, isn't it? If you're ever stuck. You know, so it's kind of like, here we are, we're out and about, we're doing a little bit of bits and pieces, we're filming for the show, yeah? We're doing a little bit of social content, we're out and about in the iTeam cars, yeah? We're having a great day. And then we're pulling up to a garage or something, and you beckon to Donald. Donald, go get his coffees.
Oh, yeah.
All right, just bear with me here, this is a hypothetical, isn't it? Bear with me. And Donald's like, oh, yes, mistress, okay, you know. What coffees would you like, mistress? Yeah, this is Donald to you. And you, Donald be like, Cooper, would you like it? I'm fine, thanks. I'll get whatever I need myself. Okay, no problem. Then he's this, all right. And then it's this thing. Give me a mug of frappuccino. And then you arrive there, yeah? You arrive back and then we drive off. The IT team are chauffeuring us around as we do because, you know, royalty. And radio royalty. And
are you going to get to the point of the story?
And then Una's like, wait, Donald, wait, wait, you're not getting any sugar. And I'd be like, oh, I got some in my pocket here because I have some from the last time I went to the cafe. Do you know what I mean? Because of sugar.
I don't take sugar in my coffee.
But it's a hypothetical, Una.
Now, if you'd have said ketchup and a sausage roll, then I'd get your point, but
okay.
You didn't.
Okay, here we are. We're going blind.
No, forget it. Forget it. Done now.
Hey, so get it off your chest. We've got to wrap this up. We've got lots of messages about this person, Cueva, who's getting the ick, a little bit of an ick, because her boyfriend is smart and frugal.
Well, he's taking salt sachets from cafes and cutting tubes of empty toothpaste just to get the little teeniest tiny bits out of it. And Cueva wants to know, is this a flag for a type person?
No, it's not. Like, so I tried to give the hypothetical of the coffee and the sugar, but then it was kind of like, okay, you know, we're out and about and I got a sausage roll for you. And you're just like, oh, I'm delighted. And then we've driven off and he's like, do you not get me ketchup? I'm like, no, you never asked me. Well, how am I going to eat the sausage roll? I'm like, doesn't matter. I have some in the glove box there because I gather them, just like a hunter-gatherer.
There
you go, then.
Yeah, well, listen, your point is moot anyway because all of those sachets are going to be gone soon, the one single-serve sachets.
This is very true.
Yeah.
Morning, Rebecca.
Hi, good morning. I am listening to the radio here in my car.
We much appreciate it.
And I totally agree with Cooper. Yes, it is completely acceptable to take salt sachets and whatever other condiments.
Yeah.
Because, like, you do always need them, no matter where you are. Like, there's always... I do buy a bag of chips and there's never enough salt on them. Yeah, boom, salt in the middle, in the centre console of the car.
Yeah.
But I heard Una saying that they're doing away with them. What is that about? Una, please elaborate.
Una, please elaborate on the ketchup.
Single-serve sachets. They're going to be illegal, gonzo, out the gap for environmental reasons, I think. Yeah, well, what other reason would it be? Yeah. No, but they're definitely getting rid of them.
This is what happens, yeah? Europe, yeah? Yeah? First they took our straws, and now they're taking our bloody sachets away. What's the Irish equivalent of eggs? Brexit? Irish eggs, come back. We want our straws back in it.
We have straws, don't we? We still have straws, but not the plastic ones.
Yeah.
We've got the paper ones.
Yeah. They stick to your mouth and then you get... Then it sucks all the moisture out of your face.
Regarding the reusing of the tea bags,
We were talking about reusing tea bags and I said that it's a myth.
No. does happen.
It's in a horse yard, and every year we had students coming over from Germany, and every single one of them used to reuse the tea bags. So they'd make a cup of tea, leave it on the draining board.
Stop.
And we were horrified, and they were absolutely appalled at us wasting tea bags. Every time we came in for tea, we used a fresh cup or a fresh tea bag, you know, God forbid, like. But definitely there's people out there that reuse a lot of things.
The Germans are part of the problem here, all right? They took our plastic straws away, and now they're trying to encourage us to reuse our tea bags. Do you know what? I can't have this.
Don't worry, we've squashed in all the crack and served it up here.
High mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
It's about that time where I stand up now after pressing stop and go and get myself some food because I'm absolutely famished. We're done.
Dunzo. Yeah, I'm thinking a nice scone with butter and jam.
You don't really like to treat yourself, do you? I'm thinking a chicken wrap with some spicy jalapenos.
I don't like spicy jalapenos and a wrap. What are you doing with a wrap? Just get a roll.
No, I don't like rolls. I like a wrap. Rolls hurt me palate.
Oh, yeah. Do they upset your tummy as well?
No.
So you have have a sensitive tummy, don't you?
No.
You're lactose intolerant.
But a like roll isn't made of... Well, it depends what the roll is made of. But like, no, I don't get... No, fine. I just prefer a wrap, you absolute lunatic.
I like them for me scone. Stop slagging my nutritional choices, please.
I didn't.
You did. All you right. Said a scone.
Yeah. All right, enjoy. Have a good day. And I'll see you in the morning.
For Friday.
Yep.